Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When I went away on a sabbatical to spend some time with God, trying to get hear clearly from Him, because I couldn't hear Him too well over the snoring. And so as I went to go spend time with Him, He began to unfold the next season and what's taking place in the earth and what's happening. And I still was looking for a place, you know, because I was just beginning to follow the principles of Jews who understand how to put this amount of money for your bills, this amount of money for savings, this amount of money for your tithe, your God, this amount of money for offerings, and this amount of percentage of money for investments. And then that's money you're willing to risk or lose or whatever. And even if it's 10 cents, it's something that you can just try. Mm-hmm. And so I did that for a period of time, but God would not release. He just would not where there's what invest in a fool,
right.
You know, invest in a falling nation,
right. Mm-hmm.
Invest in businesses that won't even connect to God and think that they can actually run their business without God. How, you know why? Because so 97% of Christians believe that they can run their lives without God because they rob from God.
That's right.
In the tithes and offerings. That's why the business structure is that way. And I thank God for the businesses who stand with VFN TV and Daily Radio program, because they are bringing hope to you, and you'll watch their businesses are going to be so blessed because God's going to show Himself mighty in the context of that. But in that, so I come back from sabbatical, was just basically, don't know the terminology, it means I was just spending time alone away, rebooting in God and hearing His voice, and it just unfolded a lot of things. But I come back, and I'm ministering for the first time to the body of Christ again, and this new fresh Spirit of God was just blowing on me. The Spirit of God was just moving, and I knew that I needed to lay hands on everybody there and pray for them. And it was just like a drink of thirsty water. And I'm laying hands on them, I'm praying for them, and I'm just so encouraged by watching how God is encouraging His people. And it's just the presence of God was just impacting the body of Christ, and He was stirred. And all of a sudden, the voice of the Lord came to me, and He said, "Invest here. Mm-hmm. Invest in the kingdom of God." Mm. And I was so relieved because I had a huge question. And a lot of you right now have a question. You're thinking, you know, where do I invest? Mm-hmm. And investing's wise. I mean, it's smart. I mean, investing in, you know, things that work, mm-hmm. and potential things that work. But the truth is right now, let me tell you that your strongest and greatest investment and the only hope for America, if the church arises and begins to invest in the kingdom of God. Begin to say, you know what? I'm not talking about giving to folks who are preaching darkness. I'm talking about people that are coming from their podiums and saying things that is like, what are you saying? Yeah, the world's falling apart right now. I need to hear a word from God. I'm talking about where you're being fed and where you're being connected to. You know, be faithful to God, but give liberally and understand whatever happens on the other side of what's about to happen, and it is about to happen. You know, it's about to happen. Mm-hmm. Is that God will take care of you.
That's right.
I mean, even if you're the widow with the orphan boy, God's going to take care of you. Mm-hmm. You know, we have this American concept that this is the only way God can take care of me. But if we'll get out of that grid and realize, you know what, God, I'm putting all my chips on you.
That's right.
I'm putting everything I got on you. I'm putting my business, my reputation, my finances, my wealth, everything, just the way that our founding fathers did on behalf of this nation when they said, listen, I'll put everything on the line. Everything on the line for this idea called America. It's time for us as the church to put everything on line. Everything on line in hopes that Ezekiel 33, that they'll hear the trumpet. They'll hear the trumpet and they'll understand that God is speaking and loves us and has a plan for us, and that He'll restore us and He'll forgive us if we just turn back to Him. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFN radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN radio. 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.